Proclamation number 7342 of 20th of April, 1959. Becoming one with God through love. You can only reduce the vast distance from me through love, for love binds us together. Love is my fundamental nature, which you must also irrevocably accept yourselves if you move within love. Hence, every person who strives to come close to me is already seized by love for me, or he would not feel this desire within himself to unite with me. Yet the degree of love determines how far he reduces the distance from me, or how long he allows time to pass until complete unification with me. The human being can ignite love within himself with all fervor, and then he will also be very eager in his activity of love for his neighbor, because he is urged to do so from within. Then he will already have come close to me, and his whole being will soon be nothing but love, and he will have accepted me into his heart. He will be intimately united with me, because love urges one another and never lets go of each other. Hence love bridges every gulf. Love reduces the distance between me and my created being, and love brings about the final union, which turns the created being into my child, for the purpose of which I created the being. Nothing else can replace this love. There is no other path to union with me. There is no other means to unlimited beatitude which results in that union with me. Only love can achieve everything, and this love has to be practiced of its own free will. It cannot be forcibly demanded by me. The human being has to kindle it in his heart himself. And he can do so because the spark rests in him, and because I myself also let my ray of love radiate into the heart if the human being does not consciously resist it. As long as the human being's heart is able to love, there is also the possibility that it wants to give itself away, that it approaches his fellow human being in love and wants to express itself. And then the spark of love is already ignited, and it will reach out and take hold of everything it can consume. And as a result, the flame of love will grow ever larger and brighter, and then it will not fail to turn this flame in the human being's heart towards the fire of love which had lowered a ray into his heart. The spark of love falls back into the fire of eternal love, and the union is already accomplished. Love has ignited and has become one with the original love. Man's nature has changed, and he has again assumed the original being he was in the beginning. The distance between me and him has been abolished. The child can once again communicate with its father, and I can make my child happy and grant it unlimited bliss, for now all separation has been abolished. Father and child have become one and will remain so forever. Amen.